K-State Nation, this is the pregame edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. My name is Eddie Greer, the third, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri on this Friday lunch hour edition here on the podcast, Friday, November 14th, 2025. First time listening to this podcast ever. Take your time out of your day or morning to listen to this pregame episode. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. Again, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, football, men's, women's basketball, women's volleyball, women's soccer, cross country, track and field, women's rowing, women's tennis, men's, women's golf, and so much more here, folks. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your favorite podcast there, folks, as well. K-State football on tap, on deck tomorrow morning down in Stillwater, and speaking of cross country, as of course, during the lunch hour, this pregame, which when this comes out, this will be come out tomorrow morning. So we all listen to this. Cross country should have been already wrapped up their regional meet, and we'll find out more about the results either later on this evening or tomorrow morning. So there is that, and that will probably come out on the backside of this week or the weekend or first thing Monday morning, depending on what happens with the rest of K-State sports. Obviously, women's basketball will be on Sunday, and of course, when this is going on, the football game, obviously, back in Manhattan, Kansas. You got the volleyball team looking to sweep ranked Kansas, taking the Dillon Sunflower Showdown there as well. So I was going to talk about that a little bit on the back end of this pregame. So there is that. Let's set the stage here, folks. So K-State comes into, whenever you listen to this, today or tomorrow, 4-5 overall and only 3-3 in the Big 12 with three games to go of the season. Of course, Oklahoma State Cowboys 1-8 and 0-6 in the Big 12. And after, Colorado, West Virginia finally getting on the board, it's now Oklahoma State, the Lone Ranger, have not won a Big 12 Big 12 conference game. And I have said this all week, and I even said it last week there as well, and I'll say it here to kick off this show. Obviously, we state it's the obvious there. This might be an ugly game, and I know defense is going to get K-State defense now out. Obviously, two big stories hitting in here. Obviously, we covered them here on this podcast. If you have been asleep or been away from the podcasting world of Kansas State sports, Dillon Edwards is out. He decided to cheat the transfer portal. We documented that, and that's on the Pro Project feed. I'm not going to dive on into any more of that long-ass saga there. And then Austin Romaine, the left-hand club, he will not be a part of this game or the rest of the season for that matter. He's out for the remainder of the year per coach Chris Kleiman, head coach of his football team. So there are a lot of things going on, moving pieces, trying to move pieces around that linebacking core. So hearing that Des Brunell could move to the middle, now I would leave him where he is, given the fact, obvious for the obvious reasons there. That's going to leave an opening for an Asa Newsome, Gabe Powers, and probably another linebacker in there as well. So that's a huge hole in that defense there for K-State entering this game. And look, the reason why I said it's going to be ugly because K-State's prone to giving up big plays. This has been going on, defensively anyways, this has been going on forever. since I've been a part of the K-State world family here. So this is going to be really ugly, interesting case here to see what happens with this team here in Stillwater tomorrow morning there. The atmosphere, hearing things that it's not, it's going to be ugly. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be up to K-State to not give Oklahoma State life in this game. And it's just kind of, as I'm saying, I did not expect to talk Houston, but here I am bringing them up in a situation that, look, last year we all know what happened with this is what kind of shifted things around with this football team. The Houston law, it goes all the way back to that point of the season. I think it was around this very time last year, or I should say last week. Yeah, around this time last week that Houston loss still pisses me off. To this day, we were right there in the thick of the Big 12. And then you go down to Houston. That was a, and speaking of ugly, that was an ugly-ass game. That was an ugly-ass game right there. Listen to it on the way back. It was last year. I was in Salina last year. I was in Salina last week. Salina, Kansas, on the way back. Driving in rain constantly there. And the way that mood. Wyatt Thompson, Stan Weber on the call for KC Sports Network. Oh, by the way, if you do not want to go out and go down there and suffer down in Stillwater, K-State Sports Network have you covered there there as well. Y'all might be already down there or currently on the way driving. I mean, who knows what y'all be doing, K-State Nation, for that. But yeah, driving the rain, the tone of that game just did not make any sense. Just had that gut feeling. My gut's always right 100% of 95% of the time. And we'll see my gut's right on other things outside of this podcast, given the fact. But yeah, so that this is what, this could get ugly. I mean, we'll see what happens. And then, yeah, that game shifted everything around. And again, the whole Dylan Edwards factor is that the rate bowl, right? K-State doesn't win, and I said it a few weeks ago on the show. I said it back then when it went down. K-State does not win that game without Dylan Edwards. Hands down, he hit the home run then, and then of course K-State rallied back to win that football game. But it feels like we're far apart from that now. The way this program is right now 4-5, and yeah, you're saying like you're supposed to talk X and O's. We ain't talk X and O's on this, baby. Maybe after, obviously we will have reactions, so we will talk X and O's after the game. So stay tuned for my reaction there, which I might record it either late Saturday afternoon or when I get back tomorrow from being out of town again. I'm for sure going out of town on Sunday for sure. Saturday is still up in the air. I'm gonna do that, but if not, Sunday's a go for me on that for sure. But for Saturday, I'm not sure right now. People irritating me outside of this podcast. But yeah, a lot of people irritating. This football team has been irritating all year long. This Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Pregame, K-State, Oklahoma State, down in Stillwater, Boone Pickens Stadium, 11 o'clock on ESPNU. For those of you who will not be in Stillwater or around a TV set, or you're in a TV set but don't want to listen to the broadcast, K-State Sports Network have you covered there as well. Eddie Greer III for your another edition of the pregame show on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports there as well. So yeah, man, this is gonna be something. So we'll see what happens. Yeah, this Oklahoma State team 1-8 on the year. You're taking on K-State team that at this time should be in the mix, but obviously they're not. So what's at stake for K-State? Well, again, you got to win two of your next three games. That's tomorrow or today when you listen to this podcast. Utah, which most of us think we're going to get rolled out. out, because that'd probably be an afternoon game, given the fact that would have been a night game if K-State played up to potential, but that's not going to be. It's probably going to be a mid-afternoon game. Colorado. Colorado's probably going to be 11 or 2:30 game. And so that's the last game of the season there as well. So you got to win Oklahoma State, Colorado. Those should be in the bank. And I hate counting chickens for the hatch a little, but it is what it is right now with where they're at right now. But let me pull up the stage real quick here on the show, if I can here. Let me see here. K-State, there we go here. So just focusing on that, right? So, yeah, Oklahoma State down there, dead-ass last in the conference. Colorado right there with them. Another step up from them, right? That should be two wins right there. So we should not end. If it is 6-6, let's just say it's a 6-6. That's not the direction you want. You're going the wrong direction. And prior to recording this podcast here, it was noted last year that K-State was one of 10 schools last year. Where was it? I wrote it down somewhere in here. Where was it? Yeah. 10 Power 4 schools. K-State's one of them. 9 wins in the last 3 seasons. That is going to come to, that's obviously going to come to end after the end of this year. 6-6, you're going the wrong direction there as well. So, it's going to be a lot to answer for in the offseason when it comes to K-State sports. I mean, you have a talent like an Avery Johnson, and if it goes part of the course, Avery Johnson's going to come back for a senior season, but again, you never know. These days with the transfer portal and whatnot for this team and other players there as well. So it just blows my mind. On paper, this team was talented if they would have stayed healthy. But other things happen outside of control, injuries, whatnot. Decisions were made, and it's just bottom line. Y'all, we didn't live up to them. You didn't live up to them. Just like everything else, you did not live up to the expectations. So, again, he's going to have to answer these. Again, we still have 3 games left. So it feels like we're riding this on the wall, which it is. But, again, we'll see how this all plays out. If it's 6-6, if not, then, yeah, you're in danger of, and even if so, missing out on bowl eligibility. That was not the answer. So that's going to be interesting to see what happens in this ball game here. We'll see if K-State can lay it down early and not play down to your competition. That's what I think. That's probably the most concern I'm concerned with going in, playing down your competition, right? And oh, by the way, the last time we played, we're coming off of our third bye week. Final bye week of 2025. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Pre-game, Eddie Greer here for this edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Yeah, and on the back end, we're going to talk about volleyball because they're going to be playing at 1 o'clock out of the timeout. But, yeah, so what was I going to say? Oh, my goodness. What, I lost train of thought. My goodness. Damn it, I lost train of thought. But anyways, yeah, so K-State. Oh, yeah, Texas Tech, yes, thank you. So, yes, Texas Tech, you're trailing by 9. You're in that ball game, and you took the lead earlier. You got off to a decent start in that ball game at home, and you're up by a score. You had multiple chances to bury Texas Tech at home in your own backyard. You didn't do it. You did not do that in the fourth quarter. This was a 9-point game in the fourth quarter. Halfway through the fourth quarter, you in this ball game and you self-destruct. That's what, self-destruct, turnover, and another turnover and a sack. And then Texas Tech just went off in the fourth quarter right there. Texas Tech, by the way, in the catbird seat of getting to Arlington. We don't know who the other second team is at this moment in time unless Texas Tech self-destructs here late in the season, which I don't see that happening there as well. But, yeah, you're in that ball game and you shot yourself in the foot. And then you, all of a sudden, you know, self-destruct, and then you lose by double digits. So, yeah, it snowballed real quick, and you're coming off a bye. I want to see this team at least, if nothing else, in this game. And notice I haven't talked numbers on here either. We'll say that for the reaction edition of the podcast. Set a tone early, and then just maintain it. At least maintain it. I'm not going to say put the fork down, whatever, whatnot, but mm-hmm. You got to maintain it. Obviously, K-State is going to win this ball. K-State is going to win this ball game and needs to win this ball game. So there's that. Oklahoma State, they have not scored. They've only scored, what's the highest score? I wrote it down this as well. Their most score this year is 27 points. Twice. That's UT Martin, and they did it again against Baylor. So, that's why I say, you know, I think K-State, this defense, now with no Romaine in there, and the inconsistencies of this defense, are prone to big plays. I still got K-State win this game. I'm not picking Oklahoma State. You crazy. At 1-18. We should be all over this team. Score here and stay on all over page here. I got K-State. If they're focused enough, if they play up to the potential, 35, and Oklahoma State ain't going to get a 27. They're going to fall short of that. I got them 35-20, somewhere in there, 35-17, somewhere in that mix there for tomorrow's game in Boone at Stillwater, down in Stillwater at Boone Pickens. So there's that. There's just nothing else. Yeah, I'm like everybody else. I'm like everybody else, all the podcasts now. There's just nothing else to really say go over. We already stated the offer for this team. So we'll see what happens with Chris Kleiman's team going down there, the football team going down to Stillwater tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. kick, a little bit after that. The early game, one of three early games. There's two 11 o'clock games and one noon game. Central time, anyways, there as well. So K-State, we know what's on the line for them. They got to go down and take care of business. And it's a bad record when K-State's gone down to Stillwater for whatever reason. And last time they – and let me close this note out here before we take a timeout on the pregame show here. The last time K-State won – and, of course, K-State beat Oklahoma State last year in Manhattan. But last time they won something in Stillwater, 2017. And I just literally watched highlights of the Brian Pringle show, baby, where he caught three touchdown passes, long touchdown passes, and a kickoff return for a touchdown. So that's gonna be that right there as well. So that's the last, that is fascinating. The last time this team won in Stillwater. So that is what's on the line for K-State tomorrow morning down there. Break that streak. And more important, really, take care of your own business. Don't play around with this team. Don't give them any hope. Go on, set a tone. But if you don't set a tone, I just think I don't know. But anyways, set a tone. Go down there, attend your business, and then Utah. Obviously, we know what's going to happen there. But obviously, set a tone. Get one more closer. So yeah, I just think now we just want to get this thing out. Get it out of the way for this team. But yeah, K-State football coming off of the bye week. And of course, the last time they played, got ran out in their own building in the fourth quarter after being in the game for most of it. That's the frustrating part of it. It's been a story of the season for K-State football in 2025. I got them winning this game, obviously, here. K-State football, you need to take care of your business. Coming up on the other side of this break, K-State football playing Oklahoma State. The volleyball team back in action. At home, looking for a sweep. We're looking for two sweeps this weekend. Come back after this. You're listening to the KSU pregame on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Welcome back to the KSU pregame edition here. Coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here for recording this pregame on Friday or during lunch hour. Here in Kansas City, Missouri. It's the first time on this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode, latest episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State Athletics there. Again, I will have a reaction following the game now, whether that's late in the afternoon or tomorrow morning at some point. I will have a reaction for y'all, and that will come out on Sunday night there per usual. So we got three games left of this misery of football before we fully turn our attention to basketball. Which on Sunday, the women's basketball team coming off of a one-point loss to South Dakota will be hosting Texas A&M SEC opponent on Sunday afternoon. But in between all that, gotta talk about this volleyball team for a few minutes before we close out this podcast. The K-State women's volleyball team are on a roll. They're on a heater right now. They've won all their games in this current homestand. One more, and they'll sweep the homestand. And not only that, it'll be a bigger sweep if they knock off KU tomorrow afternoon. So while the football game's going on, it's going to start at 1 o'clock at the morgue. Sold out crowd going down. Oh, baby, it's going to be something. It's going to be some atmosphere. I was actually, before hopping on the mic of this podcast here, checking out game time. At least a ticket I saw and there was $63. They ain't too bad now. So, We'll see. Like I said at the top of the podcast, I'm still debating on whether this is to be out of town for the entire weekend or not. I was out of town last week. I was in Salina, Kansas last week. There, so yeah. So maybe just eliminate some distractions there with all that. We'll see what happens. Again, I'm not gonna make a decision to the morning, because yeah. So we haven't been in a game inside that building yet. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But yeah, man. We'll see what happens tomorrow with this team as they go for the sweep on KU, the 13th ranked country. And the last time we played them, they were 13th ranked country as well in Lawrence. Right, I'm trying to pull up the volleyball schedule right now here. As we kind of look back a little bit here, let me see. Hold up. Yeah, it was three. No, they were 14th ranked at the time. Same damn thing. So, 14th ranked in the country. We beat them in Allen Fieldhouse. If you're going to let me do it. Okay, yeah, so, man, I just think that with this team and way things going right now, I felt really good about that Baylor game the other night. And sure enough, they beat them by four sets. And this, obviously, I would not be surprised if this tomorrow afternoon goes down to be a five-setter. I wouldn't be surprised. Unless K-State ain't ready to play. I don't think that's going to happen. I think K-State is vibing right now. They're vibing, getting rolling, vibing right now. Starting to really hit all cylinders right now. This homestand started with Cincinnati falling, sweeping Colorado last weekend, and then which was a top 20 team, and then taking down another top 20 team in Baylor, or top 20, 21st ranked Baylor. So that's two. So they're looking for three straight tomorrow, and really, actually, excuse me, not three straight, four straight. Including now to include three straight ranked top 25 opponents. KU's, that's 19 and 8. Hey, it is match now. I'm gonna have to double check it since they probably played since then. I'm looking at my journal of notes that I've written down here. K State, though, they've been on a current roll. Shady Myers and Ava LeGrand recently, last weekend, getting to the 1,000 port marker. There as well. Simone Sis playing very well. Getting Anaya Clinton was huge this last weekend as well. So, man, they got it going on right now for this team. Yeah, they beat K-State 3, Kansas 2. I'm curious. Let's recap what happened right there. Yeah, so it was, back-and-forth battle there. In a sense that K-State lost. They got dominated. That's kind of being in the back of your mind a little bit. Hey, we get swept. Hey, don't blame me for it. I have that same feeling like I had against Baylor before we played Baylor on Wednesday night there, that this team's going to be ready. They're going to be chomping at the bit for a sweep. I think the motivation's there, a chance for a sweep, the sending seniors out with a sweep, and more importantly, continue to build that awesome resume of yours for a bid for the NCAA tournament, because I don't think we get it. I don't think women's volleyball, the last time I checked, have a Big 12 tournament. So you have an opportunity. So this is a sweep of your in-state rival. Ooh, woo! That would be sweet if they can do that there as well. So yeah, this was, yeah, so 25-14, 25-17 K-State, 25-18 KU, and then, which really turned the tide, because K-State, we could have lost. But K-State battled back in that fourth set, and they had the moment. They had the mojo at that moment in time, and they ran away with it in that fifth set, beat them 15-8. So, all hands on, all deciding, right? we'll see what happens at the morgue. I'm telling you, man, it's gonna be some atmosphere. I'm game time decision right now. What I'm want to do there, as far as Saturdays, my options. I have options, but I'm not set on anything right now. Yeah, 19. Yeah, so they haven't played in a while. So KU comes into Manhattan tomorrow. Manhattan, Kansas, 19-8 overall, 10-3 in the conference. And they sit two games back of Arizona State. Meanwhile, your red hot K-State women's volleyball team, 8-6 in the conference, 15-7 right now, sitting in a good spot right now. And we have four games remaining of the season there. I wrote this down as well. This is Pro Project Podcast, All Things K-State Sports, for a couple more minutes here on the KSU pregame. We've already talked about the Oklahoma State preview. Now we're looking at K-State women's volleyball taking on Kansas, 14th ranked Kansas, in the Dillon Sunflower Showdown Part 2. Eddie Greer III here in Kansas City for the latest edition of the Pro Project Podcast here. So real quick, yeah, so after KU, three games left, which includes Houston. You got to go to play Houston, UCF, and UCF is the home finale, and then you have Iowa State in Ames on the road. Iowa State ahead of you in the standings there, 18-5 there as well. So, man, it's going to be an interesting Saturday for K-State sports there. Hopefully, we can sweep it. We'll see what happens. All is really going to depend, if you have it on paper, it's going to be on the volleyball team. But I have full confidence in head coach Jason Mansfield and their team. Boy, oh boy, it'll be nice to come back on here on this mic at some point this weekend saying that we swept Kansas, baby, in this Dylan Sylvester show on a season sweep for 2025. We sweet to say that because I don't think, again, I don't think it's a Big 12 tournament for women's volleyball for whatever reason. So, yeah, a golden opportunity for women's volleyball tomorrow afternoon in Morgan Family Arena to get that done. It's going to be it's going to be electrifying tomorrow afternoon in that building over there. So, yeah, so that's what's ahead for K-State Athletics tomorrow, between tomorrow morning and tomorrow afternoon, 11 a.m., K-State football in Stillwater, taking on the football team, the Oklahoma State Cowboys, the 1-8, winless in conference play, Oklahoma State Cowboys. And then, of course, during the game, first serve, a little bit after 1 o'clock, is K-State Women's Volleyball at home, looking for the season sweep, Dylan Sylvester Showdown, part 2, on 14, on, it was 14-ranked Kansas 2 weeks ago. Now 13th ranked KU Saturday afternoon in Manhattan, Kansas. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. Remember, chance to record K-State content again. This will pop up early tomorrow morning before kickoff of K-State Oklahoma State, popping at Rear 3 Ace Podcast, and hopefully by tonight I'll have the fresh edition of the podcast up on Podbean. Rear 3 Ace Podcast. That is GR. IER number 3 EDDID Process Podcast. Again, that is GRIER number 3 EDDID Process Podcast, with more bonus coverage of your K-State sports with myself and Alex. And Alex will make his return next week. That is set. So I'm looking forward to his commentary, his thoughts on the 2025 season for the football team. And we might talk men's basketball on there as well on his return. And of course, make sure you tell a fella, pass the word along to K-State fans out there about the Pro Project Podcast. We appreciate you. We appreciate your support throughout the 2025 season. Yeah, and especially last month or so, we've been rocking around with content, and you guys have been so awesome, K-State Nation, through this time. So I appreciate y'all each and every day of this podcast. Again, make sure you hit that alarm bell wherever you listen to your K-State podcast. Every time we update your content daily, y'all be notified about it. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another pregame edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll be talking to y'all at some point this weekend. Go Cats. Okay,